In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
What's up, everyone? That sounded like an alien that's never talked to people before. What's up, everyone?
I know. Kind of AI.
Yeah.
This is not AI. That sounded very AI.
What's up, people?
Hello. Good morning. It's Wednesday.
Did they replace Krames finally?
No, we're here.
Welcome to the show. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Seriously, I don't know if we don't say that because we have to. Like, we realize there's thousands of things you could listen to, you could watch, you could just be doing with your time, but you're here with your local radio show, and that's awesome. Okay, Would You Rather Wednesday, we give you two unfortunate scenarios, and you have to pick one or the other and tell us which one. And we realize they're both unfortunate, so don't be like, well, yeah, this is too hard. Well, they're both bad. Yeah, that's the point of this. This one this week is dedicated to our producer, Charlotte, and we're going to have her give perspective on one of these because she actually, unfortunately, deals with one of these scenarios.
Oh, no.
So would you rather get the hiccups or, or sneeze constantly for the rest of your life? Okay. Would you rather get hiccups or sneeze constantly for the rest of your life? Now, I want this to be like a little Easter egg hunt. If you ever listen to the show, I just want you to listen for the sneezes in the background because Charlotte literally has a sneezing problem.
Yeah.
And like, she can't help it.
She can't help her sneezes.
Like, she just like, if you hear her sneeze in the background.
We'll be talking and like, you can hear
like,
it.
Ah!
You can hear it like far away.
It's so hard to wait till we go on break. But sometimes
but you can't.
No, you can't help it.
You can, like, no, when,
and it comes so fast, I can't run out the door.
It's fine. But listen for those and just know that, Charlotte.
But that's the thing. You can't stop either. You can't stop sneezes and you can't stop hiccups.
That's what I'm saying. So
you
like,
have no control over either one. Yeah.
So which one would you rather, if you had to choose one or the other? And we're not going to say it'd be like a consistent, like you couldn't stop it. Like, you can obviously like move on with your life, but we'll say they come every so often, every 15 minutes or so, you're going to either...
Like, it's over excessive.
Hiccup, or you're gonna sneeze. Yeah. Which one would you rather and why, Jess?
I'm going sneezing.
Okay.
Because hiccups are more painful for me.
Yeah, okay.
Like, they kind of hurt deeper in the chest.
Yeah.
And they're more uncomfortable. Even though sneezes can also be uncomfortable and painful, I feel like hiccups are worse for me personally.
Valid. Yeah. I feel that. Charlotte, someone that does sneeze all the time, do you have a preference?
You know, they're both kind of violent bodily functions.
Yeah.
But I think I'm locked in with my sneezing at this point.
Kind of used
to it. I think I've grown accustomed to it.
Yeah.
So I think I gotta stick with what I know.
You don't even
choose
feel it
the
anymore.
Devil I know over the devil I don't, you know?
Can I tell you, there's something really satisfying about a good sneeze too.
Mm-hmm.
You know that feeling, and Charlie, you may not feel it because you do it so often now, but you know that feeling at the end of a sneeze that's like, maybe
but
it's just me.
Do you only sneeze once? Because when I sneeze, I always sneeze 3 times in a row.
Oh, yeah.
That's for some reason. I give every single time.
I give like one solid sneeze and like that's it.
That would be
it's
nice.
It's like, it's just like, and like, you know that little like, you let it out at the end of it, like,
it's like you're casting out a demon.
It's like, yes.
It's
yes.
Kind of nice.
It's like an exorcism.
Ew.
Expelliarmus.
Like, we're like hiccups. And like hiccups for me, that was very dramatic. Hiccups
that was
for me.
A spell from Harry Potter. You would know if you've actually seen it.
I don't, but it sounded very dramatic.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number 3.
The Orioles are back in town and take on the Yankees tonight. First pitch is at 6:35. And Star Wars weekend is coming at Camden Yards, and it all kicks off this Friday. We're talking themed giveaways, live music, and stacked Star Wars inspiring menu items, including the Ham Solo Burger, a dark side dog with Vader taters, and a Wookiee cookie ice cream sandwich. Some giveaways to keep in mind. Friday night is the Colton Cowser Star Wars bobblehead, and Sunday for May the 4th be with you, a Gunnar Henderson Star Wars bobblehead as well. And you can get all the O's Star Wars weekend info at Orioles.com.
Number 2.
Just a friendly reminder, the Real ID deadline is coming up and it is not getting pushed back. Starting May 7th, you will need a Real ID compliant driver's license or another federally accepted form of ID to board domestic flights. A lot of people have been hoping for an extension, but that is not happening. So if you have been putting it off, now is the time to get it done. Just a heads up, a lot of states are seeing very long lines and appointment delays. So plan ahead and check in with your local MVA or DMV for our on-demand listeners for what you need to bring in. Again, Real ID deadline is May 7th.
Who doesn't have one of these yet?
Apparently a lot of people, because the videos online of all these long lines, it's a lot.
That's crazy to me. I think the first deadline was, what, 2015? This is no exaggeration. I think it was 2015, maybe 2017. Was the original date for Real ID. So, like, you've known this is coming. It wasn't like it was last year. They've pushed this back so many times.
That's the thing. It's like the Netflix password sharing thing where you're like, yeah, okay.
I'll get on.
And they keep, you know, with the extension. Sure. But apparently this time it's for real.
Number 1.
Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour kicked off in L.A. this week, and it was definitely a family affair. Blue Ivy joined her mom on stage as usual, and her dancing is 10 out of 10. We love seeing her journey. She did so good. She's 13. But this time, little sister Rumi, who is 7, made her stage debut during Beyonce's song Protector while they had like a very sweet montage of all 3 kids playing in the stadium. Was so adorable. She was so, so excited to be on stage with her mom, and I was like waving at all the fans. Oh my gosh, it made me cry. But here is the shocker. Apparently, ticket sales are slower than expected. Some seats in LA were actually going for $70 day of show. And just like a sidebar conversation that's gaining some traction online, that the tour is struggling to fill in stadiums. The Cowboy Carter tour includes 2 shows in Maryland at Northwest Stadium in Landover on July 4th and July 7th. So if you want to see Beyonce live, maybe might be a good time to grab those tickets. I do not think this is a Beyonce fan problem. I think this is a state of the world. Yeah. We're all fighting for our lives right now problem. And yeah. like, honestly, unfortunately, not having the extra funds to pay for a concert.
I think it's that. I think where we might be entering into concert burnout economy too, where like we've, how many $800 concerts can we like bring ourselves to afford at this point?
Yeah.
A lot of people over there just got done with Coachella.
Yes.
So like they just spent all that money on Coachella. So it's like, will the same thing happen when she comes
over? Stagecoach. Oh my God.
Right. It just got done. So like, will the same thing happen here? I don't know. Listen, I'm a huge fan of waiting till day of to buy concert tickets because of these kind of situations. Because some people did pay $800 for their same $50 seats.
Totally.
The whole dynamic pricing thing is like diabolical.
That's the biggest issue right now. It's like seeing shows. Like, how can anyone afford to do it?
I know. So I don't want to do is like tell you to wait and buy these tickets. And then you miss out or have to pay like an astronomical fee. But what we're seeing in LA and even Atlanta, the same is happening in Atlanta right now too, where there's a lot of tickets that are going really cheap. So what I would say is just at least watch the trends. If you're trying to go see Beyonce, maybe just wait it out.
If you can, wouldn't be a bad idea.
Right.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning. There is a new scam in town, and no, it doesn't have anything to do with AI. It has to do with real people. I don't know if that makes it better or worse, but this does suck, so pay attention. So you've obviously heard about pay it forward at a drive-thru, right? So when someone pays for the person behind them, you're supposed to be doing something nice, right? Well, a woman is going viral on TikTok for sharing her experience of someone paying it backward. Her name is Samantha. She was at a Dunkin' drive-thru, and then when she pulled up to the window to pay for her coffee and her order, the clerk told her that the guy in front of her, who had already left, told them that Samantha was going to pay for his order.
That's awful.
So essentially, not even essentially, the man was stealing coffee.
Right.
The man was not going to pay for his food and for his coffee or whatever he got, and told them that Samantha was going to pay for it. Thankfully, Duncan was super cool about it, and everyone there was just like, clearly this woman got scammed. We're not going to charge you for his order. But yeah, pay it backward.
So I'm trying to think though, if I was the cashier, and put yourself in the cashier's shoes for a second, wouldn't you just trust that person too and just say, well, yeah, I mean, I would probably believe the person that was like, oh, the person behind me, they got me. Like, oh yeah, that's my sister. That's my whoever.
You can make up any sort of story. Like, oh, we're doing like a road trip right now. We're all headed toward the direction. And like, that's my cousin. Like, whatever.
So I don't put the blame on the cashier in this pay it backwards new scam that people are trying to pull now. Here's the question though. If somebody pulled this scam on you, so imagine you pull up to Dunkin' or just wherever, right? McDonald's or wherever the spot is. And somebody was like, oh yeah, so, you know, it's going to be $3 for your coffee and then, you know, $5 for the person, you know, the one ahead of you.
Yeah, what if they actually made you pay?
That's what I'm saying. Like, would you pay it?
No.
Because what, like I would also, if I was the cashier and they were like, oh no, that person said you were with it, I would also be really... I'd struggle being like, no, like that.
Oh, do you think in the moment you would just do it because like you're caught off guard?
I wonder if I would just pay it. Like, would you just pay it if like just to like keep the peace? I wonder if it was like $5, would I just pay it just to like not to get somebody in trouble? You know what I mean? Just to like keep the peace? I might just pay for that person.
That's like the opposite of peace. That's
chaos.
Well,
I just don't want to like keep, you know what I mean? Like, how can I prove that person wasn't with me?
How could the clerk prove that's my thing is like, okay, well, they said what they said, but that's y'all's bad for believing a liar. Like, don't put that on me.
Has this happened before? Because I'm kind of curious. This can't be the first time.
That is so sad, though, because pay it forward is supposed to be an act of kindness. Don't take that away, please.
We are going through so much right now.
We really are.
We're going, and pay it forward. Do you remember pay it forward was a really big thing?
Yes.
Do you remember, y'all, let's go back to a simpler time. Really
it was.
Quick.
It was so nice.
We would have lines going for, I mean, we get 100 times. We'd have lines going through Starbucks where like 100 people would pay it forward for the person, and we were living in such a greater time. And now you're telling me that we're living.
Now you're telling me that this man over here is stealing from grocery stores and is not paying for his organic lemons.
Stop. This has nothing to do with me right now.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
All right. This is it. Last game of April, which is crazy. $1,000 on the line. Caller number 10 is playing today. And hi, who's this?
This is Carrie and Taylor.
Carrie and who?
Taylor.
Taylor. What's up, guys?
Hey.
You're number 10. You guys did it.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Yes.
Yeah, you did it. You're in. You're in. You're ready to go. Or, I guess that should be a question. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
What's up, Taylor?
Good.
Good. Okay. Well, let's go. We got $1,000 in free gas from Dash In. We're going to play for it. Let's go to Jess over here to explain the rules, and then we're playing for the gas card. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash In gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. We'll come back to them only if there is time at the end. Carrie and Taylor, you guys ready to play?
Yes.
Let's go.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. In the nursery rhyme, how many bags of wool did Baba Black Sheep have?
Pass.
Question number two. What time is it 2 hours and 10 minutes before 4:30 p.m.?
2:20.
Correct. Question number three. What is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Correct. Question number four. What is the state capital of North Carolina?
Pass.
Yeah, question number five. If your birthday is today, what zodiac sign are you?
Pass.
Question number six. What whiskey brand is known for its black label?
Jack Daniel.
It's not Jack.
Oh, man.
Unfortunately. But you went for it. But you went for it with confidence.
I did.
Always appreciate that. I know. Okay. It's all good, guys. It's all good. I thought Taylor might come in handy on that whiskey question.
Definitely. What?
Taylor, where were you?
What if Taylor was like Johnny Walker? Yeah. You'd all be like, whoa.
Chill, Taylor, chill. All right.
We're googling how many bags of wool.
Oh, yeah, that's a more appropriate question.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry on that one.
Back to number one in the nursery rhyme, how many bags of wool did Baba Black Sheep have? That answer is three.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep, that's three. Good job, Taylor. Question number four, what is the state capital of North Carolina?
Is it
Raleigh?
Yeah.
I was going back and forth between two, and wasn't.
I know. It could have been Charlotte, but Raleigh.
Yeah, that was my other one.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Question number five. If your birthday is today, what zodiac sign are you? That is Taurus. Taurus season.
Okay. Yep.
Question number six. What whiskey brand is known for its black label? That is Johnny Walker.
Yep.
And let's see if you would have gotten this one. Number seven. What is the past tense of go?
Gone.
It is went. Went.
Went
would be the past tense of go. So, hey, it's not, it's not bad. Taylor, how do you feel? Was that fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. There goes Taylor. We had Taylor's approval. So, hey. That's all good. The good thing with this game is tomorrow we start fresh. It's a brand new month. We're going to have, how many days are in May?
31,
I think. Yeah. 31 weekdays.
Oh, yes,
31 weekdays of chances to win $1,000 in free gas. All new questions, and we will kick that off tomorrow morning at the same time. Okay, guys? Hopefully you guys will call back and try it again, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Have a good day, you guys, and make sure to head to Dash In for their top-tier performance gas. That means fuel at Dash In meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gas at Dash In.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, I'm Nico. I'm 10 years old from Silver Spring, Maryland. And what is Indiana Jones's least favorite band?
Very specific today. What is Indiana Jones's least favorite band? Okay.
It's time for Kid Jokes.
Yeah, halfway through the week, y'all. Let's go. Welcome to Kid Jokes. If you've never done these before, try to answer these along with us. What is Kid Jokes, Jessica?
It's when your kids become the star of our show and they tell us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we do our best to try and solve them. But it's a lot harder than you think it is.
It really is. And so, like, try to at least solve these as we go. And if you've got a funny kid in the car with you, if they're just a star, a future comedian, could you give them the encouragement to call our Kid Joke hotline? That number, 855-KID-JOKE, 855-KID-JOKE. Call that number anytime they've got a funny joke. You hear them over-telling at the dinner table or whatever. Kids, if you're funny, call that number, 855-KID-JOKE. You tell us a joke. We try to solve it. Nico, again.
What is Indiana Jones's least favorite band?
Is there a band snakes. With... No, I literally was going to say snakes it's snakes. And, he hates snakes.
Okay, but snakes and... snakes
caves?
What
is there a band with snakes,
I've
Charlotte?
I've never
would know.
Seen...
Any band name with a snake in it. Caves.
DJ Snake?
DJ Snake.
Maybe he hates DJ Snake. Like,
his least favorite band is DJ Snake. We're going DJ Snake.
The Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stone.
Wait, Nico, that was incredible.
Good. That was
A-plus.
That
was so
that
good.
That rocked Walt. My world.
Yeah, get it? Good work there. 855-KID-JOKE.
I'm Lily, and I'm 5, and I live in Baltimore. And my joke is, why did the chicken cross the playground?
Oh, okay. I've never heard playground before.
It's a twist on the original. Why did the chicken cross the playground? Okay, equipment, toys.
Fast chicken, fast food chicken, running slide.
Slide?
Oh.
Okay.
Chicken sliders.
Is it too?
It's kind of.
Is it too
up.
Morbid though? Is yeah. it okay? Chicken slide. Because he was a chicken slider.
He was trying to slide.
He was a chicken slider.
To get to the other slide.
To get to the other slide.
Wait, that's cute.
It's way less morbid than we were going.
But still slide.
Way to go.
We're kind of in the right direction.
Chicken slider.
Sorry. No, because the Today Show is literally talking about fast food chicken. Look up there.
Oh, dare
you see it?
No, and they're showing chicken fingers right now, bro. No.
I'm just saying. That's what I was looking at.
And it
at.
Says fast food chicken wars heating up, and they're showing a bunch of chicken fingers
so
right
I'm
now.
So I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. This is awful.
Anyways,
sorry. 855 kid joke.
Hey, my name is Isaiah, and I'm 11 years old, and I'm coming from Baltimore, Maryland. And my joke is, what does the baby corn say to the mama corn?
What did the baby corn say to the mama corn?
Remember the corn song?
No.
Remember he sang about corn?
It's
the
corn.
Little boy. Yeah, it's corn.
Oh, yes.
It's got the juice. It's yeah, got the juice.
I forgot
yeah,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. What did the mama corn say to the
say
baby
corn? Say to the baby corn.
Stop corning around?
That's not a thing.
I know. I just made it up.
You're being corny?
Yeah, you're being corny.
Yeah, you're being corny. Hey, you're being corny.
Where's popcorn? Oh. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Wait,
see ya.
Isaiah, that was Where, good. Where's,
yeah,
popcorn?
Where's popcorn?
Like, where's popcorn? Wait,
yeah,
that's so cute.
We're doing really bad this week. 855 kid joke. If you want to get in on this, you got a kid that's got a funny joke. We will try to solve it.
Hi, I'm Mariah. I'm 13 years old and I'm from Tawnytown. What did the pirates say when he turned 80?
Oh, ahoy, matey, I'm 80.
Oh.
Maybe?
Oh, wow, Jessica, that was so specific. Do you know this joke?
No, I just...
Ahoy, matey, I'm 80. Yeah, like, why not?
I'm matey.
I matey. Wow, that's, yeah, that's...
Yes.
That's all. Jess knows they're pirate
jokes.
I
do like pirates.
Really? A lot there. 855-KID-JOKE, you want to hop in?
I think my Apu thinks I'm bad at my job.
Why do you say that? Why?
I'm Mexican and Filipino. My dad's side is Filipino, so I call my grandma my Apu. Okay, yeah. So my Apu is my grandma. And I have a podcast called Life in Bloom with Jess where I interview different women in my family that are very important to me. And it's actually supposed to be like a keepsake of the conversation that I can have forever on video that I can listen to. And it's asking them different questions and I learn from their answers based on their life experience. So, of course, I want to record with my Apu.
The matriarch of the family.
Right?
Makes sense.
I ask her, call her up, Apu, can I have you on my podcast? She goes, babe, let me wait till you do a few more episodes and I'll let you know.
Wait, what does that mean?
Well, my thing, so just to give you some context about her, I am obsessed with my Apu. I think she's one of the funniest people in the world, but she's also like no nonsense. She's very blunt. She's kind of dry humor. She's going to tell you like it is. And so I asked her when she gave me that response, I was like, do you think that it's not going to be good? Like, do you want to see me do more? Like, is it not meeting your standards?
Yeah.
And she was like, no. I just, you know, it's something I got to think about. You know, I got to get ready. It takes me a while to get ready. And I just like left it at that. But then I was like, you know, I can send you, because at this point I'm like, hey, that's fair.
Yeah.
If she has a standard where she's going to put her face onto something, she's allowed to have that.
So
okay?
she's debating if she even wants to do your podcast.
I think she's debating if I'm good enough or not. So listen here. I respect the woman. Okay. I go, Apu, if you want, I can send you some previous episodes.
Yeah.
And you can watch them.
Run it by our publicist.
To see if it's something that you want to attach to your brand.
Right. To be good enough.
And she goes, yeah, babe, send me those. Send me them and I'll give them a look. And I was like, okay, girl.
Wow.
So, but does that mean like she wants to see what the vibe is
That's
like?
Interesting. So Jess's grandma, her Apu, said, let me think about if I want to be on your podcast before I actually agree to it. And she wanted to listen to a couple episodes before she actually agreed to it. What does that really mean? Mm-hmm. All right, Charlotte, let's break this down. I mean,
does it mean that she wants to listen, or does it mean that she listened and she doesn't like it?
Because okay, so you, when did you guys have this conversation?
Literally yesterday.
Okay, so you sent her over the podcast. I mean, okay, so maybe she wants to see what exactly that you are taught, because the older generation's a lot different than our generation. The older generation doesn't really want to
have their business out there like right. that, like, which is fair. And I told her, and I was like, when I send you these episodes, Apua, like, I want you to know, like, it will go as deep as you want it to. Like, yeah. it'll get as personal as you want it to where, like, you don't have to take it there. Or if I ask you, and I say this to all of my family before, like, we start, if there's something I ask and you don't want to talk about, we don't have to.
Right.
But what I'm afraid of is, like, she's going to see these and she's like, I put my business out there like that.
But here's the one question mark for me that's really weird about this conversation. And she goes, why don't you do a few more?
Yeah.
And then I'll let you know.
Exactly.
Like, it's not like, because she already knows that she's obviously going to have to open up. There's no question about that.
Right.
The fact is, like, she's like, why don't you go do a few more?
I think she's just stalling.
Yeah.
I think she's like,
okay.
I think it's less that she's like, I need to form an artistic opinion.
Right.
And more like that she's like, I need to think about, like, what I would say. Like, I think she wants to see if she feels comfy doing it, yeah, like, within herself.
Is the answer a no, though, you think? Do you think her answer is, I don't want to do this and I'm just trying to find a way to get out of it by that?
I'm not sure.
I think her answer is TBD.
Yeah, you
think
honest?
It really is TBD? Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
Maybe
I need to have like 10 episodes in for her to like,
she wants to see how they just does in the charts first, yeah, to see if it's worth.
How committed you are.
Yeah. Old people just don't give an F. Like, they're so honest about things. And I love that about them. You have to respect that. What was the grandparent shade that was thrown at you? What was the grandparent shade that was thrown on you? Because sometimes grandparents, or maybe it was even like your elderly parent, like, they
keep it like it is.
They tell it 100. There is no sugarcoating. They're right. They don't feel like they need to protect your feelings.
Well, they don't have time.
They don't have time.
They don't have time.
They
to
literally
waste.
Don't.
No, yeah.
They don't have time to, like, really worry about how you're feeling about things. They're just going to be honest. What did your grandma tell you, Charlotte?
My grandma Langell told me when I was like 12, I was in a god-awful production of Grease the Musical.
Yeah.
And I played Duty. And she was like, that was bad after the show. Like, she came to see it.
She told
she was like,
bad.
That was so bad.
But I love her for that.
Like, no, me too. I miss her so bad.
And I'm sure, like, your parents were like, oh my God, it was so good. Like, you did such a great job. And everyone's probably, oh my gosh, yeah, Charlotte, it was so good. It was so good. Even though even you may have known it was bad.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, grandparents, elderly people, they
They're
just
like, girl,
don't
that
care.
Was pretty,
no,
that
Sandy
was,
was tone deaf. Like, she was correct.
They tell you like it is. What was the grandparent shade that was thrown at you? Hey, Heather in Edgewood, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, tell us your grandparent shade. What was said?
So I was living in Florida, and I was hating, and I was really depressed, and I was binge eating, and all the time binge eating. And I came back to Maryland after we broke up. We're having a function at my grandmother's house. And I was telling her about how horrible this relationship was and how much weight I had gained. Mm-hmm. And she looks at me, looks me up and down and goes, yeah, you could lose a few pounds.
But you know what? Grandparents never have a hard time telling you when you gained weight.
Yeah.
They really, like, you can gain 2 pounds. And it's like, they know in their head.
Yeah.
The grandparents, like.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel the need to make it known.
To always let you know. To always let you know what that is. And why is that?
I don't know, but okay, but also it's kind of like probably from her point. And again, I just feel like grandparents are like, if you're going to bring this up to me, then I'm going to tell you how I feel. You know, where it's like, that's not what you want to hear. That's not what you needed to hear.
No.
But she was probably like, I mean, if you're going to open the floor, you're
yeah,
like,
right,
come
true.
On.
I mean, yeah, yeah, you're going to give me the floor. Then I'm
gonna already made it aware I was a little heavy.
Right.
You know, she didn't have to look me up and down
no.
and go, yeah.
So you already mentioned it.
And you're telling her I'm clearly down bad. Like, I'm clearly heartbroken. Like, do not kick me even deeper down.
That's right. Man, just come on, Granny, pull it together.
Savages.
That's not what we need right now. Thank you, Heather. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good day, guys.
You too. Brandon in Baltimore. Good morning.
Good morning, Kramer.
Okay, so yours actually is kind of similar to this, and maybe this is a reoccurring theme here.
Okay.
So you tell us about the time that your grandparent just completely went off the rails with this shade.
Yeah. So my grandfather, my grandmother, they're Spanish immigrants. My father's a Spanish immigrant, and my grandfather, whenever he would visit, you know, he's like 5 foot nothing. Means well. He would look at me on the way out the door after the visit. He put his open palm on my belly and then look up at me and just say in a thick accent and say, like, try not to gain any more of this.
No! The hand on the belly is diabolical. Don't touch my tummy.
And I couldn't do anything but laugh, you know?
Damn it! I hate that for you.
But you know what, Brandon? You know what I love about what you said is like that he means well.
No, he's like lovingly rubbing your tummy.
All of these stories, though, like they mean well. Like I'm sure that literally Heather's like grandma meant well, but it's like painful.
No, but what's messed up to him is that like he's leaving the house, but they just fed him.
I know.
That's the thing. Like they're gonna make you
so
eat
so much food. I
like,
know.
Come on.
Oh my God, this is so painful. Mm-hmm. Such a painful story.
They're master class of shade throwing. That's for sure. It's, they're gossipers. That's what it is.
They are. Oh my God, this is so painful to listen to. But it's true because I know they meant well. I'm sure deep down he thought he was doing something. God bless him. But grandparent shade. Okay, there goes Brandon. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Yep.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry.
We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
You know that feeling when something feels just too good to be true? Because I think I've fallen into that category with this one. I just need to give you guys the context clues, and you tell me if this feels like a scam, okay? Do these look fake to you? Do these look fake to you?
The sunglasses you're wearing inside?
Yeah.
We're going to move past the fact that you're wearing sunglasses inside.
Well, I had to wear them for the segment, obviously.
Okay.
To see if these are fake or
not. I actually don't know, because I don't know what they're supposed to look like.
Okay, so let me tell you. Back when you and I went to Jamaica for the broadcast last year, I lost a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses. Mm. I was destroyed because they were really expensive sunglasses I treated myself to a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Ray-Bans are very expensive.
And I've been putting off buying a new pair, and I decided, that was like 2 years ago we did that show, right? And so I decided that this summer I finally wanted to replace that pair. Well, I was searching around and I realized that if I were to go on, because it was about $200 to replace those, it was going to be $200. They're Ray-Bans, polarized, $205 to replace them. Like, that's a lot mm-hmm. of money. Mm-hmm. So as I'm poking around the internet, and as somebody that likes to be financially responsible, I love finding a deal. Jess will tell you, I hate spending money.
Yeah, you mean a scammer?
Possibly a scammer. I found that I could buy a pair of the exact same sunglasses off of eBay.
For how much?
$66.
Because they were used?
Brand new.
Oh, those are totally fake, dude.
$66. A third of the price as the ones that I could buy from
what
the
store. Those things called, decal, that you like just put on like windows? So that's probably what that little Ray-Ban thing is, so, in the corner.
So I buy them and I'm like, I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking.
But why not? Who cares?
Is I'm thinking like these have got to be fake. So they get here.
Yeah.
And I can't tell.
Do they feel real?
Touch them. Charlotte, don't. They don't.
Do they feel real to you?
To me?
Why are they like?
Bro, those feel
so light.
Those, as somebody that had the real glasses in the past,
yeah.
Those feel real to me.
Well, if it feels real to you, then let it be
Buddy,
real then.
Those like, feel.
Are they weird?
Like the ones you get for free when you go to like an event.
No, those feel
as
real.
As far as like how they sit on your face and like the lightness of them, like the plasticiness of them.
Yeah, like the plasticiness for me. Like I've never had Ray-Ban sunglasses. I've only had Ray-Ban like eyeglasses.
Yeah.
But this is not.
I mean, I had the glasses before they feel real. Here's the question.
If it feels real to you, then that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you guys the question. And this is just a group consensus we're going to take. Even if you knew it was fake, would you just buy the fake thing even if you knew it was a third of the price?
Not for $60. I guess this is my question to you, because I am in a different studio. So Kramer and I are like, there's a decent amount of distance between us. Far away, I know that there's like a little mini Ray-Ban thing in the corner,
yeah.
But like far away, those look like glasses I've seen at like any beach shop.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So why is it that, like, do you need the Ray-Ban logo for yourself? Is that what you need? My thing is like, why would you spend $60 on a pair of sunglasses ever?
Those could be real. They could be real.
Do you need them to be real for you in your heart?
I don't know.
Then
they're
you
not
do.
Real.
Hey, listen. Honestly, if they make you feel good and it makes you feel good looking in the mirror, seeing that little logo, and if that's what you need, well, then take that.
They're kind of fly.
Here's the reason I asked them. I've got to send them back in a week. Would you send them back or would you not? Would you keep them or would you send them back? $60, literally one third the price.
If they bring you joy, then you
what
should
would you
keep
do?
Them.
What would you do?
I would have never purchased them in the first place. Okay. But if you want those, keep them
Charlotte,
for you.
Would you keep them? Would you send them back?
No,
even though
I would
you knew
keep
they were fake.
Them, and I'm going to tell you a short story. So I had my Taylor Swift cardigan stolen by an ex-friend.
Yes.
And I asked for a new one for Christmas. And I said to my mom, don't buy it from Amazon. And she had already bought it from Amazon. So when I got it, I was like, I don't want this. But then I tried it on.
It looks legit.
It looks legit. Nobody can tell. It's low-key softer than real one.
I've seen it. It
looks good. I encourage you. I've kind of grown to love my bootleg cardigan.
So if you love a bootleg.
So I think wrong with a these are kind of comfy. I'm not going to lie. I think you should keep them.
So if you love a bootleg, love a bootleg.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
what you need.
The moral of the story. Okay. Is there some outdated slang that you use that like you still love that you might want to defend to this day? You know what I mean? Like you may even know it's outdated. Like in your heart and your soul, you're like, no one's used this in a long time. But like in your heart and your soul, you still love it.
It's a part of you.
If you want to defend that feverishly, you can call us or text us 410-583-1065. It's a question that was asked online. And I just realized after reading through this, like there's just some phrases, some words, some slang terms that like you will die, like the hill you'll die on. Like you will go to your grave using this term and you just won't let it go.
Yeah.
I'll go through the list in a second, the top five, but do you have any, Jess, that like a slang word, outdated slang word, like you just won't let go of?
I will not let go of hella.
Yeah, you love hella.
But here's the thing, though. I think hella is in a different category of not so much being outdated, but it's also kind of like where you're from.
Regionalized.
Where, I was about to say, that is so California.
Well, but it's specifically Northern California where I'm from. Where like not so much SoCal, but Northern California, all of us say hella. Yeah. We always have and we always will.
Yeah. Mm. Me, rad. I'll hold on to rad for the rest of my life.
Mm.
It was like rad. I don't even know why. And people look at me when I use like, what are you, 90s or is it 1994? And I'm like, I don't care. Rad will work for anything that is cool till the day I die. Mm-hmm. I will think if I think that something is good, I will consider it rad.
Okay.
And it doesn't bother me. Like I'll die on that hill. Like it's just something to me that I just really am passionate about. Is there a slang that you'll use, Charlotte, like you know is not even like popular to use anymore?
I love slang.
What do you use?
Okay. I will never let go of 1-800 not my problem.
Not 1-800 not my problem. Was that ever even popular? I guess so.
To me.
1-800 not my problem. Okay.
I will never let go of iconic.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll never
let go of iconic.
Yeah.
Either.
I'll never part with other one?
Charlotte uses
a lot epic.
Of slang.
That's one that's like I started saying it ironically. Someone just said that's so fetch.
Fetch is a great example. We use that so hard when Mean Girls came out.
But that's so fetch, like saying it.
Yeah. Anybody, and as I'm going through this list, I'll give you the top five of words that people just won't let go of, slang words. Is anybody still saying da bomb? It was number 12 on the list of what people said.
I don't think so.
Da bomb?
I say the bomb. I still say that's the bomb.
No.
Also, my
Gotta
family,
go.
A lot of us will be like, that's bomb or that's the bomb. We will say, but duh bomb,
the bomb.
The DA, we've definitely dropped that.
Gotta go. Tight was number 8. Tight's gotta go. Like, that's tight. Had its moment. It's absolutely.
I will throw that
What's
in there.
What's going on outside right now?
I just got so distracted. I'm sorry.
I've been distracted this whole time.
Are those costumes?
Yeah, somebody's wheeling costumes, like two racks of costumes.
Like my inner theater kid
is it a yard sale?
I don't know what that was.
I'm sorry.
Y'all get focused.
Sorry.
Let me give you a few more.
I do say tight every now and then, by the way.
Bee's knees. Anybody still say bee's knees? That was 14.
No.
So weird.
I will never stop saying sick.
Sick was number 5.
Let's go. I say sick a lot.
Here goes top 5. These are the top 5 most outdated slang words that people say they will never get rid of. Sick is number 5. Mm. Number 4 is word. Like, okay, word.
I don't say word.
Number 3 is sweet. Like, sweet. Mm. Cool.
Okay.
Number two is stoked. I'm stoked. I'm so excited about
Every
it.
Every once in a while, I'll throw that in there.
Number one is gnarly.
Gnarly.
I love gnarly.
Yeah. Amber is in Colombia. Hey, Amber, good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
What's the outdated slang you just won't stop using? And this is more of a phrase, but
yeah, I don't know if it's slang, but that's what she says.
That's what she said.
I can't not use it if it fits. That's what she said.
I mean,
I don't think that'll ever go away. I really don't. No, you bring up a really good one, Amber. I really don't think that'll ever go away.
I don't either. And it doesn't even feel dated to me for some reason.
No.
It doesn't feel old. It feels new. Every time you do it, it feels like it's brand new. And
it doesn't feel brand new. It just feels like something that none of us will ever let go of.
I think it's because there's always like a new iteration of it.
Yeah.
It's just like a different thing each time.
It's like watching a Disney classic or something. You know what I mean? Where it's fair. Like you watch it for the first time every time, you know? So Amber, that's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Welcome to Bay or Not to Bay. This is a very Maryland radio segment that we came up with. Is it our best segment? No. Is it our most Maryland segment? Yes.
Yes.
When we got here a couple of years ago, we were like, what the hell is Old Bay? And I don't know, it might sound crazy if you're actually from here, but we had no idea what this was.
No, it's almost like the rest of the country does not understand the lore of Old Bay. And that was what everyone told us when we moved here 5 years ago, that you could put it on anything. So we turned that into a bit. So we put Old Bay on stuff that you typically wouldn't try it with. It's not great with everything, but it is good with some random things that you wouldn't even think to combine it with.
It is our conclusion of a month. We decided that this whole month we were going to, in honor of April, we were going to choose all A products and you were going to vote on what we were going to do. So Jess, for our final A product, what are we doing?
Applesauce.
Jess has been putting off applesauce for literally almost 5 years now.
I just don't understand applesauce. Like, why? I just don't understand
so
why anyone wants to have baby food still as like a grown up. Like babies, yes. Now, current day, why?
There's so many solid foods you could choose. Why would you choose
it
this?
It just freaks me. I can't even, like, even looking at it is nasty.
Yeah, you're not doing it, huh? We literally, this applesauce comes up as an idea probably once a quarter, and Jess always shoots it down. So thank you, by the way, for voting for applesauce. We're running out of A food, so awesome. All right, just, you know what? Like a real true baby, just try it. When's the last time you had applesauce? Age 3?
A baby. Maybe not even then. I probably hated it then, to be honest.
Just to take a bite of applesauce. It's been a few generations since you... Take a real bite, Jessica. It's not...
There's nothing to bite, Kramer.
Put it in your mouth.
What is the
like
bite?
A real person.
You don't use your teeth for it.
Channel your inner baby Jessica and please... Jessica, put a spoon...
I really can't. Like, that is good. Like, the consistency, that is good as I can do before I start reeking out. That's as good as I can do. Like, I tasted it. It's disgusting. What more do you want? Oh, my God.
All right.
I just want to get this over with.
Old Bay and applesauce.
Ew!
You put a lot of Old Bay on that, bro. That's to your own demise.
Oh, no.
I did not tell you to put that much Old Bay on there.
This
that
is
was
about
you.
To be like the cinnamon challenge. This is...
Okay, here goes Jess. Old Bay, applesauce. Let's go. Like you mean it.
Ew!
Bro, you gotta do it like you mean it.
Ew, it's so gross.
You just barely touched the Old Bay. Like, you put that whole spoonful.
No, yes. I might throw up. I honestly might.
Half a spoon. Come on. Airplane.
Choo-choo. Open one.
I really can't. No, never again.
Would
Disgusting.
You say that's like the top three worst to bay things?
Like top three, I want to throw up.
Oh my God.
Like top three, I literally want to throw up.
Why? Why though?
I hated that.
Why?
It tastes like flubber.
Flubber?
Like if flubber had a taste. Because you know how flubber moves?
Yeah.
Like that's what that feels like to me. Mm-hmm. The applesauce. Well, and it's just
is it
slimy.
Texture or the taste?
It's both. Like, the taste is, like, confusion, and the texture is terrible. It's criminal.
Jessica.
I hated that. That was disgusting.
It
didn't taste good.
Applesauce?
Don't to bay that. Don't eat it.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.